Yes.
Very good. Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, October 10th morning session of the Portland City Council. Carlo, please call the roll.
Udaly, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Wheeler.
Here. Colleagues, before we do the legal statement, I just want to make a couple of acknowledgments. First of all, we have a large group of students here today from Catlin Gable. Is that correct? Yes, good. Welcome to Portland City Hall. We're glad to have you here. There's a couple of housekeeping items as well. Due to some quorum issues, we're going to be moving around some items that are on the City Council agenda, not for today's meeting, but for subsequent meetings, and I want to make a couple of announcements in that regard. First of all, item 1062, which is on this afternoon's agenda. It's the Southwest Corridor Light Rail Project Preferred Alternative. This is being rescheduled to November 1st at 2 p.m. time certain. Item number 1065, which is to accept the Portland Design Commission 2017 State of the City Design Report. That is on the Thursday afternoon agenda. That will be moved to October 17th, 2 p.m. time certain. And item number 1066, also on the Thursday afternoon agenda, that's the Latinx Heritage Month. That will be rescheduled as well. We'll notice all of these through the appropriate channels, but I just wanted to give you that heads up today. Good morning.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so that everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to speak briefly about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. And please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. And when your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders to feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. And there was one other housekeeping item I neglected to mention. Because of the agenda item changes that I announced previously, this afternoon's council session, this is Wednesday, October 10th, the afternoon council session will not begin until 3:30 p.m. All right, so without further ado, Carla, communications. First individual, please.